something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Hey, who are you? You see, this is the mystery of Christianity. And here is where many lose. Jesus actually said to us, "You are the light of the world." Now, how many of us have been bold to declare in public what Jesus said about himself and about us? Have you ever said it in your neighborhood, "I am the light of the world"? Can you say that at work? "I am the light of the world. I am the light in this place. Oh my goodness." When you understand, I'm talking about Christ consciousness, an awareness that you are the light. Do you know that you are the light? Or do you just think, or maybe you read that you're the light, or you heard that you're the light? Are you aware? This is what we're talking about. There is an awareness that changes your life. It changes your state and grants you your estate. You see that? You are the light of the world. And it's no religious cliche. You are the light of the world. You ought to say it. Now, until you talk like that, you will never act that way. You see that? Until you're bold to say, "I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world." Now, that sounds big. So you say, "Well, I'm the light in my family." Well, I'm the light of the world. Family is too small. I'm the light of the world. Be bold. "I'm the light of the world." You see, I can understand this because this is the way I've been brought up in Christ. This is my walk in Christ. This is my walk in the Holy Ghost. As I study the Word of God, this is what I find. I can't talk negatively. It's not possible. I can't talk negatively. It can't come out of my mouth. I speak victory. I speak success, because that's the only way I can think. I don't know how to think any other way. It just doesn't flow with me. I can't think fear. I can't think failure. I can only think success. I can only think of winning. I can only think of victory. I can't think failure. I can't think defeat. Why? I've gained a Christ consciousness. It's important. There's a Christ consciousness you have that delivers the world into your hands. You notice that through the Word and the Holy Ghost, you gain the mastery over the world. Jesus said, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world." You see, so he had to overcome the world. He had to. If he had been, if he functioned as the Son of God, he wouldn't need to overcome the world. But he had to. He said, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world." He subdued the forces of nature. Start training your faith in the things of God. As you start training your faith in the things of God, learn to train your faith in the things of God. Stop acting like the natural man of this world. When you're born again, you're no longer a natural man. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. A new creation that's not subject to the devil, is not subject to disease. He's not subject to Satan. He's not subject to poverty or defeat. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be sick.
I refuse to be defeated.
Because I'm what God says I am. Born again. A new man in Christ. With a Christ consciousness. I know who I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got the life of God in me. Every fiber of my being, every bone of my body, I got the life of God in me. Hallelujah. All right, turn to verse 23. The same chapter 8 in John's Gospel. I want you to read it to me. One, two, go. Look. Listen to me. Didn't Jesus say that about us? He said, ye are not of the world. He said, ye are in the world, but not of the world. He said, I have chosen you out of the world. What he said about himself, he said about us. Why can't we talk about ourselves with the words that Jesus spoke? Until you talk like that, you'll be under the elements of this world. I love what Paul said. He had a Christ consciousness. He said, when we were nepios, we were in bondage to the elements of the world. He said, when we were children, that's what he meant. When we were children, when we were spiritual babes, he said, we were in bondage to the elements of this world, to the forces of this world. But you see what? When he became a man, he knew to say, I can do all things. He knew the difference. He knew the difference. You grow in Christ. Refuse to be a baby. Mine. Hallelujah. You know, there's something that I love so much when I meditate on it, and I, wow. I think, this is powerful. This is powerful. Let me explain it to you. Jesus Christ, when he died, you remember his disciples fled when he was arrested? His disciples fled because they were afraid. Why do you think Peter denied Jesus? Because he was afraid. He was afraid of dying. A little girl said, hey, you were one of his disciples. Me? Never. Somebody said, hey, he used to follow that man. I never knew that man. And then he looked across the hall and saw Jesus. And at that moment, Jesus turned. And he and Peter saw themselves. Then Peter remembered when Jesus said, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me thrice. The Bible says Peter wept. He felt sorrowful. Did he go back to tell those people, I lied, I knew the man? No, fear didn't let him change his mind. You see, what fear does makes a coward out of a man. He ran away until he received the Holy Ghost. So when he was born again and received the Holy Ghost, everything changed. Oh, boy. He stood out. They accused him. You're drunk. He was bold. He addressed thousands of people, told them about Jesus. And there they were shaking in their boots. They couldn't believe it. These men who were afraid last week, well, they were changed men. Hallelujah. When they arrested Peter and John, because of the commotion that had happened because of the man that was healed at the gate of the temple called Beautiful, when they arrested them and brought them before the council and questioned them all day, guess what? When Peter stood up and spoke, he said, the Bible says, when they noticed that these men, who were unlearned men, spoke with such boldness, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Listen, these guys, they had been with Jesus. All they needed was the same spirit that Jesus had. They knew his words. They could copy his words. They could speak his words without spirit. They knew everything Jesus did. They knew the story. They were with him 3 years throughout his ministry. There was no spirit. That's why you must receive the Holy Ghost. With a Christ consciousness, brother. From then on, you win all the time. All the time. That's why Paul said, and we know. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. He said, and we know, we are aware. He used the consciousness word. Did you hear me? The Greek word is eido. We are aware that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries, or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.